Mom of 6-year-old who allegedly shot teacher in class indicted. By Amy Furr on April 11, 2023. A grand jury on Monday indicted the mother of the Newport News, Virginia 6-year-old who allegedly shot his teacher in January, but the child will not face charges. Now, 25-year-old Deja Nicole Taylor faces charges of felony child neglect and a misdemeanor count of recklessly leaving a firearm so as to endanger a child, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Prosecutors have asked a circuit court judge to impanel a special grand jury to continue the investigation into any security issues that may have contributed to this shooting. This could include looking at rich-neck administrators, the school system, and anyone else. Such a probe could take months, and could lead to more indictments. The incident happened at Richneck Elementary School when the first grader, a boy, was sitting at his desk. He allegedly pulled the firearm out of his hoodie and pointed it at his teacher, who was seated nearby. Authorities say the child fired once and the bullet went through Abby's Werner's hand when she suddenly held it up. The bullet then struck her in her chest and shoulder. Aerial video footage shows the scene outside the school following the incident. The child allegedly used his mother's handgun that was legally purchased in York County. The Commonwealth's attorney Howard Gwynn will not charge the boy because he said due to his age he was unable to form the criminal intent necessary for such an action. The family said in January their son suffers from an acute disability and was under a care plan at the school that included his mother or father attending school with him and accompanying him to class every day, according to ABC News. However, the week of the shooting was the first week when we were not in class with him. We will regret our absence on this day for the rest of our lives, the statement concluded. Per the Virginia Code section used to charge the mother with felony child neglect, members of the grand jury said she exhibited a reckless disregard for others, the Dispatch article noted. The report added that the grand jury also indicted Taylor, at the prosecution's request, on the misdemeanor charge of allowing access to firearms by children. In all, Taylor could be facing 6 years behind bars. The woman has maintained the gun, secured by a trigger lock, was stored on a high shelf. However, she does not know how the child got his hands on it.